This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rachel Martin. And if it's true that life's a ball game, NPR's Mike Pesca is Weekend Edition's umpire, calling the pitches and the plays as he sees them. He joins us now to talk more about sports and life. And hey, Mike.
Hey, how you doing, Rachel?
I'm doing well. So we had breaking sports news last night.
Woo-hoo!
Chicago White Sox pitcher Philip Humber. He threw a perfect game against the Seattle Mariners. Dave Sims had the call on Fox Sports. Let's listen.
Now he's got a chance for something special. He swung. Brzezinski has got to throw it down. It's a perfect day for Philip Humber.
Wow, very exciting. Okay, first of all, Mike, how rare is this?
Well, in absolute terms, there have only been 21 perfect games in the history of baseball, and the history of baseball goes back to the late 19th century, so that's a lot of games. In fact, there have been about 200,000 games played in baseball history, but since two pitchers start in every game, there have been about 400,000 starts. This means there's about a one, or it happens every 20,000 starts, let's put it that way. So it really is quite rare. There are a couple things that are a little more rare, like hitting four home runs in a game, but that never got called a perfect game for a hitter, and this got called a perfect game for a pitcher, because of course it is. You can't do any better than setting down every batter. So yeah, it's quite remarkable.
Okay, so it doesn't happen a lot. Anything else notable about Humber's performance besides from its rarity?
Well, yes, this is what I would say. If you asked me before the season who this year is going to pitch a perfect game, you tell me, I have a crystal ball, it'll happen. Who will do it? Humber would not be in the first 100 pitchers that I'd mention. He's the fifth starter for the White Sox. He's a guy who was a high draft pick but was kind of seen as a washout for a while. However, if you ask me what team will this happen against, I would immediately say the Seattle Mariners, because the Seattle Mariners have the worst on-base percentage, or they did last year. This year, they have the worst on-base percentage in the American League. And of all the stats like home runs and batting average, on-base percentage is really the enemy or the thing to look at when you're talking about a perfect game. One guy gets on base, and there is no more perfect game. The other thing is, I'd further say it would be the Seattle Mariners in Seattle, because their ballpark is cavernous, and a fly ball pitcher, and Philip Humber, 13 of his outs were on fly balls. They kind of, unless the ball leaves the park, it kind of goes to die in outfielder's gloves. So that's what happened. The other really weird thing is, you just heard on that call, the last strike of the game would have been a walk. It would have been a ball had the batter, Brendan Ryan, not had a check swing. And it looked to me the check swing was a little iffy. It might have been a ball, but the umpire called him out, and A.J. Brzezinski threw to first.
Okay, lots of factors, obviously. But yes, getting back to the rarity of this whole thing, there was a 34-year stretch when no one pitched a perfect game.
Yeah.
So it feels like we've had a few of these, though, in the last few years, right?
We certainly have. I mean, Dallas Braden, Roy Halladay in 2010, and Mark Burley pitched a perfect game for the White Sox in 2009. Lots of explanations about why this happened. Well, first of all, in the last few years, you have to realize there are many more teams in baseball than there ever were. Up until 1960, there were only 16 teams. So once you have 30 teams, you double your chances of a perfect game, and you have a longer season. Errors are going down, on base percentage is going down. All these things factor in. But I think luck has a lot to do with it. And I also think that, you know, the more games you play, that's pretty much the single most important thing. Maybe they'll be seen as less special in the years to come. I don't know.
Okay, so briefly, Mike, there was another big pitching story this past week. Jamie Moyer, 49 years old. He won a game, and this was a big deal, right? Just winning this for him.
Yeah, as rare as a perfect game is, you know, only one other 49-year-old has ever won a game, and it was the guy whose record he broke as the oldest pitcher. So Jamie Moyer was 49 in 150 days. A guy by the name of Jack Quinn.
We should say Moyer plays for the Colorado Rockies.
He's a Colorado Rocky pitcher. He's played for a lot of teams. He's got better as he got older. Jack Quinn was 49 years old in 1932. And I did a little actuarial work, because this is what the statistician has to do. And I noted that in 1932, when Jack Quinn got his win, he was 49 years old, but life expectancy was only 61. So Jack Quinn was sort of at 80% of life expectancy, whereas Moyer is at 63% of the life expectancy for males today. I called the Baseball Hall of Fame. They said the guy who was the oldest before Quinn was Cy Young. He was 44 years old in 1911, representing something like 83% of the life expectancy. Relatively a fantastic feat for Cy Young.
NPR's Mike Pesca. Thanks so much, Mike.
You are welcome.
Bye.
life is.